You are listening to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper. On this podcast, I will share stories and invite conversations that will help you grow and support sustainability within your yoga practice, your pathway of service as a yoga teacher, and beyond. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast. I am your host, Sandy Raper. In today's episode, I thought we'd spend some time again discussing mindset, in particular, the evaluations of how and why the thoughts, stories, and dialogues that we habitually are having throughout our days really does matter. It matters because what begins as a thought in our minds will ultimately lead to the actions and inactions that we will take in our everyday life. This also applies to the decisions and actions you are making and taking as you pursue the path of being a yoga teacher. I think we can all agree that as humans, we are all easily distracted. And if we aren't aware and intentional about the distractions that derail our everyday living, then we will quickly find that we are floating through life, missing out on the interactions and encounters that make life so sweet and enjoyable. Our advancement in technology has been great, however, it's also become a subtle and numbing distraction that takes us out of the genuine and authentic experiences of life that I've just mentioned. It can quickly lead us into comparison and the world of feeling like you're living as an imposter. I recently was traveling and it required flying, which then required some layover time in between flights. Sounds fun. Well, I knew there would be a lot of effort in the process of getting to and from where I was going. I was traveling from North Carolina to Montana, actually, to help you understand the context of this story I'm sharing. This process, this relatively short time of uncomfortable travel, was going to be well worth it and required because it ultimately was going to lead me to my desired destination, and more importantly, a wonderful time and experience with my oldest son. I really enjoy traveling, and I'll add here that I find it interesting, though, that when we plan for travel, many of my decisions are made based upon the cost-saving aspect. So in this case, for sure, it meant I needed to choose flights that were anything but convenient and had not one but two stops on my way back, actually. In my decision-making and planning, I knew that there would be a grueling and lengthy effort that on my part I would have to make and execute, and my husband would actually have to execute. We would together. Once again, it was going to be worth our effort. It was going to help us accomplish our ultimate goal and desire for taking the trip. I share this travel story as a metaphor because it pairs nicely as we proceed into today's topic. I love how the imagery that we can apply within the concept of travel and the relevance and correlation that it has to life's enduring and sometimes lengthy layovers in the journey. And when we think of the yoga practice and how often we hear about the journey and that the destination is the journey, it helps us to better understand the process and how our mindset impacts our ability to trust and stay in the process as well. Expanding our mindset and the trickiness that comes as distractions intrude and impact the thoughts and stories that we play over and over within our minds and continually on a daily basis. Going back to my airport story, As I waited during one of my layovers, and this was a layover that was going to be my journey back home. It actually was a 4-hour layover. Well, I found myself sitting at the gate awaiting for my next flight. And during this time, I thought I'd be productive and catch up on some emails and try to stay up to date with some social media posting. And during this time, there was a clear moment when I paused. And within the pause, I looked up. And what I quickly noticed was that everyone around me, from as far as I could see, had their heads down, staring into a screen. Now, isn't this a reflection of our daily lives? I wondered, was everyone in that airport space seeking a distraction from the inevitable experience that we were all collectively having at that time? Were we seeking a distraction from having to wait because no one likes waiting, right? Well, we are a society that has everything at our fingertips, so why should we ever have to wait on something or put any effort towards waiting for what we desire? Now, I'm not sure that any of us can say that we enjoy layovers in airports, but it makes me wonder how much of life we are choosing to be consumed within our minds, distracted from the moment or space we are in, actually, and I call it presence. It really does require effort and continual reminders to be present, to be where our feet are. Yet the plight and the trickiness of our minds tells us differently. The mind, if left untethered, is scattered and distracted. And you've probably heard also that metaphor of the monkey mind, jumping around from limb to limb and not really landing and settling in one spot. And possibly we have no idea where we really are, or maybe where we're even trying to go. We are in a state or space of hovering, I like to call it, waiting to put our landing gear on and get grounded. So here's where the wonderful practice of yoga comes in. It's a practice that supports our ability and capacity to land, to anchor into present moment awareness by tethering our mind to our breath in the awareness of this conscious awareness. So why does your mindset matter? Today, I'm going to share and support you with some key pieces of understanding about your mindset and the development of a mindset that is oriented for growth and expansion so that you might enjoy where you are and be fueled within your travels as you make your way through all of the wonder and beauty through this journey we call life. I've shared in past episodes about various aspects of our mindset, so be sure to go back and find those episodes and give them a listen as well. They will no doubt add to what I'm sharing today. I'll begin by defining, right? You know me, I'm a word person. Let's define the meaning of mindset so we might understand better. Your mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. It influences how you think, feel, and behave in any given situation. Let me ask you this. Could your mindset, your thoughts, and beliefs of yourself have an impact on your ability to be successful? Yes. And there is research available that suggests that your beliefs and what you are thinking play a pivotal role in what you want out of life and life experiences, and whether you will achieve those wants and desires. To better understand the broad stroke of mindset, there are two basic categories I want to share about. One is a fixed mindset, and two is a growth mindset. A fixed mindset believes that one's abilities are fixed and unchangeable. A fixed mindset can also believe that talent and intellect is all that is needed without any effort. In contrast, a growth mindset believes that talents and abilities can be developed over time with effort, and that everyone is capable to some degree of becoming more knowledgeable and talented if effort is placed behind that desire. Now, let's explore how our mindset develops. Research suggests that our mindset is developed early through praise and labels, and the mindset developed will vary depending upon the type of praise we received. Personal praise given towards a particular talent or being labeled such as smart in childhood promotes a fixed mindset. The message sent early is one that suggests that either you have an ability or not, and there is no changing that. There is also the idea of process praise, which emphasizes the effort and accomplishments in achieving a task. This implies that success is due to effort and strategy, both of which can be controlled and improved upon over time. It's important to understand that by focusing on the process rather than the outcome, we can better understand that our efforts, hard work, and dedication can lead to change, learning, and growth both now and going forward. I'm pretty sure you've heard the phrase, trust the process. I use this phrase quite often when I lead teacher trainings. Often we miss what's taking place or the learning to be found while we are actually in the process or the action, application of obtaining that desired result or achievement that we are seeking, because we become more focused on the actual end result or desired outcome. That first weekend of teacher training, trainees are so eager to rush the process. So that's where I hear myself over and over, because I know I have a method and approach to teach them a sustained process that's going to last about 8 weekends of training. So I need them in the very beginning to trust the process and stay in the process. How often we begin to begin something new, and then there is that frustration or assumption that we should either learn quickly or the process should be quicker, when there just isn't a guarantee of how long it will take. I think about yoga teacher training, and I feel like there's a muddied understanding here at times when trainees step into the training and they really don't fully realize there's a process that consists of the exchange of information, the application, and the ongoing absorption. And just because the training ends at a specific time, or you complete the course, so to speak, and you get that certificate, it doesn't mean that you will magically be all that you desire to be and know as a teacher. That wouldn't be any fun anyway. That would stop the learning process. It isn't magic. It doesn't work like that. YTT is a start point, a place to discover where and all that you are capable of, and all that hopefully will inspire you and fuel you for your ongoing learning pursuit and quest that comes within and while and is ongoing as you teach and lead others. From my experience, it is a question to ask yourself as to whether you are committed to the long haul of the journey of being a yoga teacher. There will be many layovers. Are you willing to be in the process and all that the process has to teach you along the way? I also believe when it comes to this growth and learning mindset, that it's important to trust in what you do know at that given time, and understand that with devotion and dedication to the process, that it will lead you toward that ultimate success in whatever you are pursuing as a teacher and as an individual. I'll emphasize here too that I am being vague and broad with that term success again, because that can be interpreted in a variety of ways according to each individual, and I am intentionally using it within that context. Understanding the layers behind the development of your mindset is vital for your success in anything that you do in life, and your mindset will make a big impact on your ability to create longevity in the work of service as a yoga teacher. There is a lot of back-end work that has to take place that prepares you to be effective and skillful as a teacher. And this goes well beyond being prepared with the technical aspect of delivering a sequence of yoga poses. Although that is certainly important, but it isn't everything when it comes to teaching. And your teaching of technical aspect of teaching will only carry you so far. In order to sustain and create longevity teaching, you will be challenged and required to rely on much more than that technical aspect or that technical skill set as a teacher. At some point in your teaching journey, you will need to pause, reflect, and investigate the layers of requirements for teaching that go beyond teaching the poses. Interestingly, there isn't a lot of time or focus placed on this in teacher training. That's why teacher training is a start point. It's a foundation. It's kind of like the yoga practice and asana. The asana gets your attention. It is what is seen, what we relate to externally. It is the start of the exploration of discovery. And this is the same for the journey or the practice of being a yoga teacher. Initial teacher trainings, or the 200-hour foundational trainings, are just that. They are a foundation. And upon that, there is effort and sustaining effort, I'll add, to building upon that foundation, building upon the technical aspect of the practice that you are trained within during YTT. When I lead 200-hour YTTs, it's my intention, and it's a deal breaker for me, that those who train under my guidance know how to lead an asana class and how to do so effectively and skillfully, because that does matter. So 200-hour training is a foundation, but within that foundation, there is a framework of knowing how to build upon your foundation. Remember, it's the start point in most of our lives and the experience with yoga. So if you are going to be a yoga teacher, then you need to be well equipped in a framework of leading a class experience that supports success in the development of the various layers that will be built upon that initial foundation and understanding of the practice of yoga. It's a deal breaker for me if trainees leave without having been equipped with the technical aspects of the practice, along with the intention or the why of practicing in a skillful and meaningful way. This is why your understanding and foundation of asana is of great value. How often we get caught up in the how. How am I going to make teaching yoga feasible? How am I going to get people in my class? And if not noticed, you will find yourself, yoga teacher, on the how hunt rather than aligning yourself repeatedly into your why. Why do you even want to be a teacher? Clarity and knowing your why will always manifest the how. I promise. There also comes a time when you must evaluate and answer the inquiry of what kind of teacher you desire to be and what will be important for you to share and communicate to those that you lead. If you desire to support students in their own success within the practice, then you will need to set that intention and devote your ongoing preparation and personal pursuit of a deeper understanding and knowledge of the practice. and this will contribute towards how well you will facilitate an elevated learning environment that we call the yoga class. All right, shifting our focus and emphasis back to mindset. Consider all that I've just shared as layers of support in the cultivation or development of a mindset as a teacher that is student-focused and aligned within an overall focus of success that you desire for each and every student you share the practice of yoga with. Let's discuss more about your teaching emphasis and how that will have a direct correlation with this mindset and focus I've just mentioned. This leads me to ask you, yoga teacher, what exactly are you teaching? I know that might seem like an interesting question, but really, what intention are you setting for the students you lead? And what are you communicating beyond the cues and technical aspect again of moving students in and out of a collection of yoga poses? Do you have a grasp on the understanding of your role, your job, so to speak, as a teacher? I speak to this often, and I will continue to do so as I am passionate about the responsibility we have as yoga teachers. Your job is to reflect back that which is already in existence within every student. Reflect back the inherent wisdom that is already within each of us, and to trust that we all are capable of remembering and knowing the space. When you go in to teach, how do you prepare to meet the students that will enter into the practice space? Are you more consumed with your sequence, or are you spending time grounding yourself into a space that allows the teachings to flow through you without disruption or distraction? As I close out today's episode, I want to leave you with a few prompts of inquiry, and you may want to actually spend some time journaling these prompts. First, ask yourself, do I have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? Do I believe that I am capable of changing my mindset? Do I believe that others have the capacity to do the same? I'll conclude with sharing a couple of suggestions that will also support you in the development of a growth mindset. And if you're listening and you already feel like you operate within a growth mindset, then these suggestions will support and equip you in your ongoing evaluation processes. First, focus on the journey. There's that metaphor again. It's not about the destination, which is where we get caught up often. Rather, it's all about that we experience, learn, and come to know along the way, and all that life experiences have to teach us. Perhaps there is a great beauty to be found in not actually arriving at that desired destination. Perhaps when you focus on the journey, you'll actually find yourself somewhere along the path that is far better and expansive than you had limited yourself to believe in. Trust the process of the journey. Second, incorporate the word yet. Incorporate yet into your vocabulary and your self-conversations, those thoughts, right, that you keep having, those thoughts and dialogues. If you're struggling, remind yourself that it's okay to not know something, and it's okay that you have not mastered a skill yet. Incorporating this word encourages and supports you during and through the struggles and obstacles, because they will come. It's a part of learning. Anything new and worth pursuing is going to present obstacles, and a growth mindset will seek to learn and grow even though and through what might initially feel like a struggle or a setback. What can every experience in life teach you rather than becoming a tormentor? And isn't that really why we practice yoga? We practice to notice and acknowledge the habits of our mind that create ongoing suffering in our lives. And we practice to remember. We remember the practice of yoga and the practices that are available to align us back into the space of a life that is awake and present. Third, pay attention to your words and thoughts. What you say matters. It matters what you say to others and to yourself. Reverse and replace negative thoughts with thoughts that are positive, nurturing, and that they initiate growth. Lastly, embrace and take on challenges. You will learn through all experiences and even the ones that we call or deem as mistakes. Be courageous and put yourself out there. Learn something new and trust the process along the way. You might have a layover towards your ultimate or layovers towards your ultimate destination, and you might even find yourself on a detour. Trust the process. A growth mindset will expand you into spaces beyond the limitations that the trickiness of our minds will try to safeguard and keep us in. Perhaps it's not about the space of being comfortable that supports growth, but rather the opposite. So get uncomfortable, explore, and take on the challenges of life. I'll leave you with this quote from a speech by Theodore Roosevelt that Brené Brown opens up with in her Daring Greatly book. It's from Roosevelt's speech in 1910 called Citizenship in a Republic. And it's sometimes this speech is often referred to as the man in the arena. This is the passage that makes the speech famous. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. Yoga teacher, it is a worthy endeavor to step into the arena. I encourage you to continue to pursue this quest with courage and trust in all that you do know, and seek to challenge yourself to expand and grow as a teacher. Hey, I have a special announcement. I am excited to share that I am putting together a special Q&A episode, and this will be an episode where I'm going to discuss and answer on the topics or questions that you want to hear about. So I need to hear from you. If you're a yoga teacher, do you have obstacles, struggles, questions? It could be a skill set question. It could be what you are seeking to understand better as a teacher so that you might share with students. If you're a yoga enthusiast listening, I want to hear from you as well. What topics would help support you in deepening your understanding and your yoga practice? So look to the show notes. There's a link in that you can submit an email and a form with your question or your topic suggestion. And I am so excited to connect deeper with you through this Q&A experience, and I'll look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. Until we meet again, remember to begin, to become, and to expand beyond.